Hey there. How's it going? My name's Eric, and I work at Lowe's. Come into Lowe's today and receive free basic carpet installation when you purchase any Stainmaster carpet and Stainmaster carpet pad. And speaking of free with purchase, now get a free John Deere dump cart, a $199 value with the purchase of any John Deere 100 series tractor or zero-turn radius mower. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid 3/30/11 to 4/4/11. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Benetti. Welcome to our show, Second Sight NYC. It's Wednesday, March 30th, 2011. It's 9 p.m. It's Eastern Standard Time. I'm here with my co-host, Chris George, psychic medium.
That's psychic medium, Chris George, to you, Benetti.
How are you, Chris?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm a little under the weather, but I'm getting
better. A little
under
the weather. Don't worry. I'm going to nurse you back to health.
Okay. Last show, we had Joyce Keller, which is one of our friends and psychic extraordinaire.
Yes, and we love her, and I'm sure she'll be on our show again. I've done her show 9 times now. And she's done our show twice, I believe, right, Steph?
3 times.
3 times, and I'm sure she'll be on again. She's always a big hit.
Yeah, she's a good friend. We got a lot of positive feedback about Joyce, and we'll have her back sometime in the future. So we also air on UFOParanormalRadio.com on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and they have a lot of good shows, actually, and Joe Montaldo owns that radio station, who is also a friend of ours, and
yeah, we found out that we're getting out to over 30,000 listeners on that station, and we're a new show over there, so we're doing pretty good so far. We're heading to the top of the pack. I'm hoping, you know, we're working hard at it.
We have a super interesting agenda this evening. Tonight we have email readings. And as time permits, we will take callers. And I actually think we're going to try and make a point to take more callers. And
right.
We always have such a packed show that it's not always possible. We don't have any dream interpretations tonight. However, we will be doing the Psychic Minute Rapid Readings, which is the newest segment we've added to the show. And coming up, and we'll talk about it much later in the show, but we have 3 things. The Old Bermuda Inn, the Shanley Hotel, and the Expo. So would you like to speak on any of that?
Well, I'll speak on all of them if you want. We have the Shanley this weekend coming up. It's the overnight at the Haunted Shanley Hotel in Napanock, New York. It's something I'm so looking forward to. We have about 25 people going up there. We're taking the hotel by storm. We're taking it over. Spirits beware, because Second Sight Paris coming for you. We're going to get great evidence, and it's going to be professionally videotaped for our DVD.
And the Old Bermuda Inn?
The Old Bermuda Inn, the date isn't confirmed yet, but the fact that we are going to be doing the Old Bermuda Inn is confirmed. It's a very haunted restaurant, now turned into catering hall here on Staten Island.
It's an elaborate one for that.
Very elaborate. And paranormal teams have been trying to get into this place for years without any success. Well, we got in, and we'll be doing that, and that will also be professionally videotaped for our DVD. And then last, but certainly not least, is the Paranormal Expo coming up June 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Right, we'll talk about that in more depth later on in the show, but thank you for mentioning it, but we will talk about that.
My pleasure.
Okay, so you can always follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You can just click follow, and it'll let you know when we schedule new shows, but I'd say consistently we've had 9 p.m. Wednesdays for
6 months.
Longer than that.
7 months.
Since last year. So
yeah,
we're very consistent. And you could always look for us on Facebook under Second Sight Para. We receive a lot of emails and we have a lot of callers and we can't always get to the calls, but you can always contact us, like I said, on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, and particularly just look for us under Second Sight Power on Facebook. I think
right.
That's the easiest way,
without a doubt,
to connect with us. Also, your website.
It's secondsightnyc.webs.com. And this is the last week for the $5 email reading, so whoever wants a $5 reading, it's one question via email. This is the last week, and then it goes back to normal. So take advantage while you can.
Right, and you could also become a member on the website, which when we update the site or put out new specials or anything you do to update the site,
right,
they would get an email notification. We encourage everyone to send us your dreams for a psychic interpretation, or if you have a psychic question and we can actually use it for the show, then we will air it. And we appreciate all our listeners. And like Chris mentioned, this is the last week for the $5 reading. And this is one of Chris's favorite parts. We will play the promo. Chris, are you happy now?
Yes, of course I'm happy. You know I love the promo.
This is what airs on UFO Paranormal Radio to let listeners know that the show is now on their site. And
let them know that Second Sight is coming to a computer or radio station near you. That's what it means.
It's coming to a computer near you?
That's right.
Okay, so it goes like this.
Hi, I'm psychic medium Chris George.
And I'm Stephanie Benetti.
And we're Second Sight NYC, a psychic and paranormal radio show based out of New York City.
And Chris is a psychic that tells it like it is.
So if you want something sugar-coated,
just buy a donut.
Each week we'll have an interesting guest, and I'll do psychic readings and dream interpretations with a psychic twist.
We touch on all that is paranormal, from exorcism to ghost hunting.
From seances to passing spirits to the light.
Yeah, and sometimes Chris gets a little carried away.
But Stephanie's always there to reel me back in. We're making the unbelievable believable.
Join us.
That little giggle you do always cracks me up.
Yes, I know it does. I did that giggle for you.
Okay, so that's very funny. So I'd like to take a time for an email reading, which was Christine from Connecticut.
Right.
And her question to you was, I want to move to Florida. My family wants me to stay in Connecticut. What should I do?
All right, well, here we go. This is what I wrote to Christine from Connecticut. More than ever, it's time to trust your own intuition for guidance, paying close attention to your senses and what they're telling you. You have a lot more energy and durability for the task ahead of you than you think you do. The road ahead may be difficult, and you won't have a lot of support, yet you must take it with complete trust that you have everything you need within you, that you will succeed. Even though I don't believe you'll ever want for anything, it's a good idea and a practical move to store away some money for future use. My guides are telling me that you want to feel some stability and continuity in your life in spite of the shifting sands around you. You're about to start a new adventure, one that will take you into unknown territory where you're not sure how your basic needs will be met. I really feel that you'll be fine. Believe in yourself. This will be the time for you to be more self-reliant and less dependent on others. I see the road ahead. I see a road ahead that isn't without obstacles, but I truly feel that you can navigate yourself into stability. You have a bright future. You just have to believe and take that first step.
Okay. Hopefully she'll give us some feedback. And tonight we have, as our guest, and really in particular, the topic for tonight is spirit attachment, and more, as we promoted this topic, we did receive emails and phone calls. And
tons of inboxes on Facebook.
Right. It's surprisingly a topic that...
This is going to be something we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks here and there, because so many people were finding, will believe that they have attachment, and we'll figure out if they do or not.
Tonight we will have Robin Gravitt, and she was a guest a few weeks back when we had Jeffrey Seelman,
mm-hmm.
and she's experiencing problems which now progressively have gotten worse. And we thought, you know, we want to help this person. We don't want to just drop them after, you know.
Right.
And we're going to bring her back tonight, and we're going to have a chat with her. Before we do that, we'll take a call, and I forget, Tempest?
Tempest from Chicago.
Right. We're going to take this call. Hi, Tempest. You're on the line with Stephanie and Chris.
Hello. How are you?
Okay,
Tempest. So would you like to ask that question again that you asked me before the show?
Yeah. My question was basically, I got into a very big spat with my boyfriend yesterday, and he just fused into this total different person yesterday. I'm not sure where it came from. Had some concerns about that.
It came from stress. That right off the bat, it absolutely came from stress, because my guides are telling me immediately as you're talking, it's all stress related. I don't know where that stress is stemming from, if he's having problems at work or with his family, but there's definitely a stress issue with him, and he actually took it out on you. Now go ahead and continue your question.
Yeah, and I was basically trying to see what was the problem with that. We even broke up yesterday. So, I mean...
Well, And you're worried that you're going to stay broke up, correct?
Yes.
Well, Tempest, I think you don't need to worry about that too much. I think once he calms down a bit and gets his senses about him, he's going to realize that he screwed up. The argument absolutely was not your fault. It really was his fault. And I don't know if he's the I'm sorry type, but he's going to feel sorry. And I do believe that within the next few days, you guys will be back together. I don't think you need to worry about it. I see a reconnection. So that don't stress over it, because by you stressing over it, you're doing what he did, letting stress get to you. And
yeah,
you see where that led to. So try not to stress. Know that things are going to be okay, and because I told you they will be. So
yeah,
just don't worry. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
Is
Thank
there anything
you
else
so
you wanted
much.
To ask me before we take our guest?
Yeah, I wanted to. I was in a position to buy me a new car because I'm starting school. I have a baby, got to take it to daycare, and
okay.
I'm stressed out about this car situation. And I was wondering,
what are you stressed out about exactly?
Just the funds of coming up with the money to buy this car. I have some of the funds, but not all of the funds, and I just wanted to. I think the car in particular, but I'm scared on taking a chance with the car because I'm. I don't think it'll work because the last car I bought, it broke down on me. So I'm skeptical.
Don't judge this car on your last car. Go for it. I'm seeing good things with it. The funds will come in. Don't stress. Everything's going to be okay. Go for that car. I'm feeling it right off the bat that you should take it.
Okay.
All right?
It.
And listen,
Thank you
can call in. You're very welcome. You could call in, you could email us, you could friend us on Facebook and let us know, you know, if what I said came true, which I fully expected to, but it's always nice to get the, you know, the feedback.
Well, just as easy, you can write us on Blog Talk Radio. It has a functionality for mail, so you could always get in contact with us.
Okay. I sure will. Add you as a fave.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Night.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. So like Chris mentioned, his website, secondsightnyc.webs.com.
Which I have to say, Stephanie Benetti, my co-host, designed it and put it all together for me, and she is a web designer, so if anybody needs their websites designed, she's the chick to go to.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So the $5 email special will last this 1 week, and
yeah,
then...
when we get back from the Shanley Sunday, we're taking it down, so this is your last chance for the ridiculous $5 email reading.
Okay, I'm going to take Roblin on the line. Let's see. Hi, Roblin, you're on the line with us.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Roblin. How's it going?
I'm okay.
You sure? You don't sound okay.
Well, I'm praying every day.
I just want to set the stage for anyone who's listening who hadn't heard our last show or the last couple shows, just if you could, I guess, get back to the basics and just explain what has been going on, how long it's been going on, and just talk to us.
Okay, well, a few years ago, approximately 4 years ago, out of the blue, I started noticing I was hearing people that weren't there, seeing things move, things happening. One major thing was I'm talking to my husband. All of a sudden, the faucet came on in the bathroom. Water's running. No one was in there. That was odd because the faucet, the way it's made, you have to turn it on. It takes someone. There's no way it could come on full force like that by itself. So I knew something was wrong. Now, of course, when you start hearing people that's not there, first thing you think is you're crazy. Something's wrong. Am I schizophrenic or something? I did go through that. As time went on, other things happened that told me that this is something different, paranormal. And I called in investigators. They did numerous investigations, gathered lots of evidence, but in the end, they definitely said it was haunted, I have problems, and I need an exorcist. But there, I was on my own.
Hmm. Okay, well, you know, well, and that's kind of what led you to us. Let me just let the people who are listening know the difference between other paranormal groups and my paranormal group, Second Sight Paranormal. We are like other groups where we'll go in and do an investigation, but what separates us from the rest, from what I believe is the fact that if there is a negative entity there that the person who owns the home wants to get rid of, That's like my specialty, the whole exorcism thing where we can get rid of the spirit. So that's what kind of separates us from a lot of the other groups. So a lot of the other groups don't have that. And I'm very happy that you found us on Facebook. And it was only by chance because we were just running whatever promo we were on Facebook and you had asked a question and we answered it. And that's how we kind of got in contact with each other. And here we are today talking about actually doing an exorcism for you, and I'm very excited about doing it. I feel bad that you have to go through this, but I feel good knowing that we're going to help you and we're going to take care of this for you, so that should make you feel pretty much at ease also.
Very much. Ever since, you know, you guys were nice enough to answer my email, I was a fan, and I was on Facebook with you, and then I kind of put out feelers because I started. This problem stopped. When it started 4 years ago, it stopped. I had like 2 years of peace. Little things here and there, but nothing major. It died down. And that was without getting any help. I don't know what changed it or how, but it did. And I moved a couple of times, but I could tell it followed. Now, it started all over again, and things are like really bad now. You know, I'll be in my bedroom. Someone knocks on the door. No one's there. And it'll even open. Water faucets, shower coming on. Devices going on and off by themselves. Yes, everyone in the house, almost, except for one person, is hearing someone that's not there. You know, they'll call
right.
Your name or something like that.
Let me let the people know who are listening. For spirit to actually do stuff like that, the amount of energy it takes is phenomenal. Just for a spirit to give you a sign that they're around takes a lot of energy. So magnify that by, I don't know, 1,000%. To actually make something turn on and off, to make something move, to make those noises, to actually be seen, to manifest themselves, takes a tremendous, tremendous amount of energy. And the fact that you're dealing with such a negative spirit, that's what concerns me, because this spirit has enough energy to do all these things. And what concerns me is, what else can it do? So, well, what else has the spirit done?
Well, the last major thing was it tried to manifest. I was in my kitchen. I had a son there with me. He was facing the other way. I looked around because I'm thinking that's my husband. I see a man. All I can describe it is like flickering in. And I saw the torso in his hand and I could tell what color shirt. Now, the head and the feet never got there. And
right, that was the orange shirt that we talked about.
Yes. And I was
right.
Shocked. You blew me away because you did your thing and you said, I see him in orange, and he was in orange.
Okay.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead, Robin. I didn't mean to cut you off.
He never finished manifesting, and he did a movement like, you know, he knew he wouldn't be able to totally show himself and vanished. And that's the first
right.
time I've seen anything like that. It scared the mess out of me. Had my son been facing the other way, he would have saw him. My biggest fear was, well, okay, if he had came through all the way, what was he going to do then?
Right. You're exactly right, and that's what I'm wondering. I'm looking forward to actually getting down there to where you live, to work on this, right up in the right in the battle, because I think I can figure it all out once I'm there. I pretty much have it all figured out already. I mean, since we've been speaking off the air, I got a few things like I figured out his name is Malachi, and you kind of confirmed that. I don't remember, what did you say about Malachi? Because I know I was feeling his name is Malachi, because that's what my guides were telling me. But how did you come to realize that it was Malachi?
I don't know. I don't know anyone by that name. I know it's a male, that's for sure. I don't know a person by that name. I trust what you say. I believe it.
Well, we're going to do, for those of you, again, who haven't been listening to the show and are just new to this little topic that we have going on here with Roblin, when we go down to where she lives, I'm going to actually channel the spirit, and we're going to actually have a conversation with him. I can have the conversation with him myself, but that doesn't really get answers. You know, it's just me saying whatever is coming to me, and that could be disputed. But when I actually channel the spirit, and Rob Lynn and Stephanie and, you know, whoever on my team is going to be there with me when I actually do the exorcism, they can actually speak to the spirit through me, and we can get some answers. And I just want to assure you, Rob Lynn, this spirit will be dealt with, and your problems are going to go away. I know you're dealing with some crazy crap right now, and you're scared, and you're stressed out, and whatever, but it's going to come to an end. I just want to say another thing. You know, the fact that you are so stressed out, you haven't been sleeping, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what happens with that is, by you not sleeping and being so stressed out, you get very, you get weak. You get mentally weak. You get physically weak. You get emotionally weak. And that makes it much easier for spirit to attach to you. So my suggestion to you is, number one, try and calm down. I know it's a lot easier said than done, but you have to really, really make a conscious effort to calm yourself down. Just try not to be so stressed, number one. Number two, you got to get some sleep. Even if you have to take a shift with your husband sleeping for a couple hours and you sleeping for a couple hours where you can actually feel safe about sleeping, you need to do that, okay? You have to be mentally and physically strong to be able to be aware when spirit is coming on to you so you can actually protect yourself.
I'd like to just add something.
Yes.
Lisa is in the chat room, and
right,
she is saying that Rob Lynn should check with her mother or grandmother or someone in the family that they do know who this person is.
Okay.
I find that interesting, and I just wanted to add that. She actually specifically said mother or grandmother.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, I like the fact that Lisa's doing that, because I'm planning on eventually doing some work with Lisa. So thank you, Lisa, for your input. It's very much appreciated. So Lisa's telling you to check with your mom or your grandmother about who this person might be, because, and for me, I'm feeling so strongly that the name is Malachi. And Malachi is not a very common name, so that would be very easy for you to find out. All right, so go ahead. Continue what you were saying.
Well, you know, I've been particularly to check. The only person that is alive is my mother, so I will ask my husband's side, too. I would like to also add that it's my husband, myself, and two sons. They're adults, early 20s, and none of us are sleeping. We notice that. None of us can sleep.
Right. Well, see, that this is a big problem, Robin, because, well, like I said earlier, if you're not physically and mentally and emotionally strong, it's so easy for negative spirit to attach to you. And God forbid you're on some type of medications that kind of really brings your resistance down. That makes it even easier for spirit to attach to you. Now, I know that you and your husband and your two children are not drug addicts, and thank God for that. But if that was the case, it would make it even easier for spirit to attach you, because all those are negatives, and spirits, they thrive on the negative. That negative energy is what they need to manifest to bring their energy level up. So those are all things that help negative energies attach. So those are things that you have to deal with. You understand? And you have to figure out a way to do it. Again, I know it's easy for me to say it and for you to be on the other end of the line and saying, oh, well, he's telling me I have to do this, but how do I do that? You know what? You have to figure out a way. It's very important, because I feel that you're at the point now with this entity, with this spirit, where I feel like it's going to take another step in the wrong direction, which really concerns me, because if he's doing, you know, if he's moving things and turning things on and almost completely manifesting, he's sucking all the negatives from you guys and taking it into him and actually getting stronger, okay? This is what needs to be dealt with. And how do we do that? That's the big question. How do we take care of this?
What is the final step? What is the next step, do you feel?
Well, the next step, the next step is space clearing first, and then exorcism.
No, I'm talking about the spirit. What will he do next?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, honestly, I hate to even talk about what really I feel is going to be next, but if you want me to, I'll tell you. I mean, what I feel
is that... I would like
that,
to know.
Okay, and I know I'm telling you that you need to get more sleep to be stronger, but when you're sleeping is when you're at your most vulnerable, okay? I feel like in your sleep is when spirit is going to really start manifesting. I feel the presence over you, holding you down, you unable to breathe, if that hasn't already happened.
It happened once.
Say that again?
It has happened once. When it started 2 years ago, something held me down. I could not breathe. I couldn't do anything for a while. I screamed, but that was after like 2 or 3 minutes of being held down, totally violated. And it was a big black mass, like a cloud.
It's a sexual demon. That's what it is. It's a sexual demon that you have there. And that's dirty. That's filthy. That's as disgusting a spirit as you could be dealing with. Now, I'm going to just give you a little thing to do when something like that happens. It's a little trick that was taught to me by one of my mentors, Barbara. And it's worked for me, and it's worked for every client that I've dealt with over the last however many years. Okay, whenever you feel like you're being held down and pinned down and you can't move, your first instinct is to what? To fight, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wrong answer. You don't fight. Because when you fight, what you're doing is you're expending energy. And what's happening, that spirit is taking that energy and using that energy that you're using to push him off actually against you. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. What you're going to do is you're not going to fight. Okay? Then what you're going to do is inside your mouth, you're going to make the sign of the cross with your tongue 3 times. Remember I'm saying this. The sign of the cross in your mouth 3 times. It sounds simple, right? Then you're going to say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are not welcome here. Whatever you have to say after that, whatever you feel you have to say, okay? Don't scream. You're not going to be able to because you're not going to be able to speak. That's why you're going to be doing the sign of the cross in your mouth with your tongue, because you're not going to be able to scream and push him off. But you'll be able to say this in your head. You'll be able to do the sign of the cross in your mouth with your tongue. And you know what will happen? He will release you, okay? It works all the time. It sounds like a very simple thing. I don't know why it works, but it does work, okay? So I'm not going to question the method if it works. So that's what I want you to do from this point forward. If you feel like you're being held down and violated in any way, and let me tell you something. You know, people say, "Oh, spirit can't violate you in that way." That's such a bunch of baloney. I mean, I don't even know. I did an exorcism on a woman who was being raped by spirit almost every night. My team went to her house, videotaped her while she was sleeping, and actually saw her nightgown start to move, and then her breast actually being fondled. We have this on video. I know it sounds crazy, but I have this video, okay? It can happen. It does happen. I've dealt with it many times. My concern for you is that's where this is going. And if Lisa's in the chat room, maybe she could try and confirm that for me. She's not there right now?
No, I don't think
so. Okay. I really feel like that's the next step, okay? You need to be protected. You need to do all the little things that I've been telling you off the air, like the orange peel. I mean, sage is always good, but it's not the end all and be all. You need to do the orange peel. The other thing I would do, Robin, is go to the church and get some church incense from them. Okay, get those little charcoal briquettes that you could burn, and you put the church incense on it, and burn it throughout your house. That's a great help. Okay, again, it's not the end all and be all, but it helps. All right, orange peel is fantastic, but it works for in short doses, especially when spirit is so negative and so strong and violent, which I believe that this spirit is. But that's okay, because you know what? Because when I get there and I take care of it, it's not going to be violent for so long. Because within 5 or 6 hours, the spirit will be gone, and you'll never have to deal with it again. But you do have to deal with it now. And what do? you do these little steps that I'm telling you to do. And they what this does is it helps. It doesn't fix, but it helps. It gets you to the point where I can actually get there and do what has to be done to get you to where you need to be. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, let's just formalize this whole concept. The whole concept is psychic protection,
right,
which is an important part of this. You can get rid of it, but prior to that, these are the practices she needs to follow. The Florida water, the holy water, the orange peel.
And for those of you who mentioned the Florida water and the holy water. Let me just let people know something about that. And then, Robert, I'm going to actually teach you a little protection that was taught to me by one of my mentors that I teach to all my students in my psychic development class, and it's fantastic, it's simple, and it works. But before I get to that, I just want to let the people know about the whole Florida water and holy water thing. If you get Florida water and holy water, you get like a squirt bottle, you fill it 3/4 with holy water and the other quarter with Florida water, you hold it in your hands and bring it up to your heart, okay, and you charge it with positive energy. You call on the angels and your spirit guides to assist you in taking positive energy and putting it into this mixture, this holy, sacred mixture. And you just spray it around your house. And, again, it works like the sage and the orange peel and to just help cleanse and neutralize the negativity in the home, in the space that you live in, okay? Very good thing to do. Now, psychic protection. Are you ready to learn some psychic protection?
Yes, I am. Please.
Okay, that was the right answer. Okay, what you're going to do is, and I like to do this at night, because it becomes ritual. It becomes like you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth. Every morning, the first thing you do when you get up, you go to the bathroom, you brush your teeth, you get dressed. It's like a routine. So this has to actually become part of your routine, all right? You have to lie down in your bed, okay? I like to create sacred spaces. I like to light candles. I like incense. I like to put nice New Age music on. I'm very partial to Native American flute music. It just puts me in that right space that I need to be mentally to meditate and to do my protection. I love the Native American flute music, and if I was to recommend something, I would recommend a group called Kenai, K-E-N-A-I. They have fantastic music for just this purpose, okay? K-E-N-A-I, fantastic. And what you're going to do is you're going to call on the golden light to come in through the top of your head, okay, through your crown chakra, and let it come into your heart. You actually see your heart glow golden. Okay? You listening to me?
Oh, yes, I am.
You sure?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm following good.
You let your heart glow golden. And then you expand that gold that's in your heart throughout your whole body. All right? Until your whole inside, in your mind's eye, and you take your time. Don't do this in a minute. Because you're cheating yourself. And why would you want to cheat yourself when you want to psychically protect yourself? Correct?
Correct.
Okay. You take your time and you fill your whole body with this golden, healing, protective energy. See, gold is very healing and it's very protective. Those are the two things that gold are. They're nothing else. They're healing, they're protective. Okay? Fill your whole body with that golden energy. And then what you're going to do is you're going to actually see that gold emanate from your body. And I like to say about 10 inches. So the inside of your body is glowing golden, and now outside of your body is glowing golden, all right? You see a beautiful, you get to feel how nice it is and how comfortable you could feel in this beautiful golden light. Now what you're going to do is, in your mind's eye, you're going to have mirrors, little like squares of mirrors pointing outward, and you're going to put that all around you, okay? You're going to have mirrors pointing outward all around you. Like an egg. It's kind of like a protective egg, a protective bubble, whatever you want to call it. I like to call it a protective egg. Now, what you're going to say is any negative energies, any negative entities, anything that isn't positive that's coming at me is going to see its ugly face and return to the sender in the most positive of ways. So any negative entity that's coming to you, you'll accept it, but it can't break through that barrier of those mirrors and that golden light. And you're going to send that negative energy back to that you know, wherever it's coming from, in a very loving and healing way. So as they're sending negative to you, you're bringing it right back to them in a very positive way, in a very loving way, okay? You always want to do stuff in a positive light, never in a negative light. And you're going to do this every single night. And what happens is, over time, over the, like a 2 or 3 week time frame or a month time frame, that protection, by doing it every night, gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And you'll see, as time goes on, how less negative is affecting you. Okay? It's very simple, but it works.
Right, and her intentions.
The intention is key. The intention is key. You have to put your intention out there that you want to be protected, that you want only positive energies to resonate with you. Nothing negative can attach to you. You don't want to be like a sponge, okay? Because sponges, they accept the positive, but they also accept the negative, okay? And that resonates with you. Forget the whole sponge theory. It's a bunch of, I don't want to say what it is. It's a bunch of bull, okay? You want to accept the positive and hold on to the positive and reject the negative. And you're going to get it to the point where no negative can penetrate that protection. It works. I live my life by it. I teach this to my students all the time. They live their lives by it. It works. So I want you to do it, okay?
Yes, and thank you. I've always used the white light. I never knew about the golden light.
Well, white light is great. White light is fantastic, but the white light is really great for healing and stuff like that, and to send white light to people, loving energy. But when you want to be protected, okay, gold is the color. Always gold. Like Saint Michael, okay, Archangel Michael. He's the great protector. What does he have? He has his golden rod, his golden staff. Why is it golden? Because it's protective. You understand?
Yes.
Another thing you can do, and this is something that a lot of people don't know about, there are different angels out there, okay? You have your archangels, and the most powerful of the archangels when it comes to protection is Archangel Michael. You can always call on Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael has a band of angels underneath him. They're like his angel warriors, all right? They're called the Carrion Angels. This is a group of angels that not many people know about, and I don't know why they don't know about them, because they're so powerful and so strong and so phenomenal at what they do. And what they do is not only protect, but take away the negatives. They take them to wherever it is those negative spirits get taken to, to never be seen again. Like when I do an exorcism, my final step is calling on the Carrion Angels. Why? Because they're going to take that negative spirit to wherever the hell it needs to go to never ever manifest again in this lifetime, in any lifetime. So the Carrion Angels are very, very important. Always call on them for protection. Always call on Archangel Michael for protection.
Lisa is mentioning a Ouija board in her past.
Well, absolutely there's a Ouija board in her past. Maybe you'd like to talk about that a little bit?
No, there is never been. I knew
never
better.
Ever? You sure about that? What about your son?
No one. Everyone was taught.
Okay.
What I want you to do,
Roblin, I want you to ask your son if he's ever played with the Ouija board, because I'm having a feeling that he has. See, Lisa's saying that she's feeling it, and I'm also feeling it. So this is something
you need
to
write
down.
Well, I have three sons.
Okay.
So there's one I would need to ask. I'll tell you why. Because 2 years, 4 years ago when it first started, the first 2 year stint, he had a girlfriend at the time that was involved, and we were asked that question, and she said that she had, because she was experiencing a lot of these things with me and at their home, it was like going back and forth, and she had admitted that she had played with one when she was younger and was threatened, and I don't know if she ever tried with him. Now, I know the son's with me now, never has.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess that she has, because I don't know if I spoke to you about this. What happens with Ouija boards is there's something called progressive entrapment, okay? This is all great information I'm giving you, because this is stuff that people, they don't know about this stuff. And you know, people think the Ouija board is a game, and it's advertised as a game, but it's far from a game, okay? I don't recommend the Ouija board to anybody. I hate it. I despise it. It's a horrible thing as far as I'm concerned. Progressive entrapment is this. When you work with the Ouija board, you should never, ever, ever use it alone. Because what happens is spirit will come. They absolutely will come. And they will befriend you. They will give you great answers. They'll blow you away with the things that with the messages that you get. You'll be like, oh my God, this is amazing. Your spirit is fantastic, blah, 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 blah. What they're doing is they're setting you up for progressive entrapment. And that is when they befriend you. You let your guard down, and they slowly start creeping their way into you, slowly start coming in. And before you know it, you're possessed. You're taking on qualities of some other thing that isn't you. And first of all, that's disgusting. And second of all, that leads to people having all these crazy problems. Oh, I'm hearing voices in my head. I didn't mean to drown my kid, but the voices were telling me to do it. Yeah, you know what? Some of those people, the voices really were telling them. You know, I read this stuff all the time about how people say, I didn't mean to do it, but the voices were telling me. A lot of those people play Ouija boards, and they don't realize it.
Well, nothing good has ever come
right,
out of a Ouija board.
Yeah, nothing good comes from it, but because of that whole progressive entrapment thing, it's real, it's not a joke, and it's nothing to mess with. So,
I would like to tell you something that just happened. The time that the show started, I was in the car, okay? I was
right.
In the back seat of my car. And since then, I've come home. Before I left my home, I turned off my television in my bedroom. I have a fan going. I turned it off. I turned off all the electric things. I come home, the fan is on full blast, my televisions are on, and all the lights are on.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because spirit's pissed. Spirit knows that you're talking about this. Spirit knows that Chris George is coming down to Arizona to face it head on. Spirit knows these things, and it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing, because now what happens is they want to let you know that they know, and that's what that's about.
Well, that's the way I take it, and I would like to add, the reason I'm doing this show and speaking up, for number one, I came to you for help, and you've been wonderful, both of you.
Thank you.
The other reason is, I've went through this before, and I know how I felt when it first started. I was terrified. First, I thought I was crazy. Then when other people, even the investigators, heard it, they were pushed, they were assaulted, I knew then that, you know, it wasn't me, okay?
Right.
But I want other people to know they're not alone, because I felt very alone.
That, you know what, I love that. I commend that, because people, I know what you want to say, basically what I want to say. Go ahead.
No, what I want to say is everyone in the chat room is saying that they're hearing whispers over our voices as the show is ongoing.
You see that? And we're not hearing
that.
And it's more than one person that now has said it, and I believe that one person is in Ontario or somewhere in Canada, and someone is here in New York. So they're from different locations, but they're saying they're hearing it over.
Yeah, well,
that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Spirit
knows, you know, that we're talking about it. Spirit knows, you know, what the end result is going to be, that we're going to be coming down there to deal with it, and it's letting you know that, you know, Spirit knows. But getting back to what you were saying, I have to commend you, because so many times people are going through stuff like you're going through, but they're afraid to talk about it. Why? Oh, because they're crazy. Oh, only a crazy person would talk such crazy nonsense. But you know what? It's not nonsense. It happens every day, and I really, truly commend you for coming out and being brave enough to talk about this for other people to hear it, and maybe other people will come out. You know, people don't have to live with this crap. People don't have to live, you know, in fear of the unknown, you know, because there are people out there that do understand what needs to be done to take care of stuff like this. And you know what? You were lucky enough to find somebody. And I really can't wait to get down to Arizona to take care of this. I am so psyched. I know you might think I sound crazy by saying I'm psyched about coming down there to do this exorcism, but I love it, and I can't wait to do it. And
now everyone has said that since I mentioned it, the voices have stopped. And Lisa said she heard them say, "Why are you telling them this? Or did you tell, or are you telling them about this?" Or something along those lines. So there is something going on.
I must comment.
Yeah.
So I must comment. One time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, please, you go.
Okay. One time in the past, when I had investigators over, I was sitting at a table. We were all talking, like sort of like we're doing now, talking about the situation. I was explaining. They had a tape recorder on. I heard a guy in my ear saying, shut up. Why are you talking about this? And so forth and so forth. And then more shut up, and he was in my ear so loud. I'm sitting there trying to ignore it. I'm looking to see if they can hear. No indication. I finally asked them, can you hear them? They say no. Later on, one of the investigators gets home, listens to her tape, and she heard everything I heard. That helped me a lot because she heard him. And what they just heard is not abnormal. Happens to me every time I reach out for help. Other people always say they're hearing whispering on the phone, sometimes eerie. It sounds like eerie voices most of the time. It's a male. I'm shocked I can't hear it, because usually I can't hear it, or it does a teasing, and it'll repeat everything I say, like it's mocking me.
Right. Well, listen, I don't think that's going to stop wobbling until we take care of it. I think you've lived with it for quite some time. I think you're doing okay up until this point, but now I've given you some tools that you can use to
There's also
to
the
help
lemon
yourself.
Water. Right?
There's the lemons. Remember I told you about the lemons?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
maybe
I've done
that,
and I've used orange peels, and things die down for a few days really good because the sage stopped working for me. I was burning sage, and then it would stop for a day or two, but when it came back with a vengeance, things getting thrown, and, you know, you could tell it was angry, and it would come back stronger. And the orange peels, it just came back normal, slowly, like, you know, the things that just happened, all my electrics on and television's on,
right.
and just things to let me know it's there or to irritate me.
Well, let me ask you a question, Roblin. As we're speaking, do you feel like it's going to get better?
No. I know it won't. And, you know, last time it started affecting my luck.
I have to ask you another question. Do you believe, and now this is a very important question, and you have to answer it honestly, do you believe when I get to Arizona that we're going to take care of it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's the right answer, and that's all I need to know. And that's what gives me the driving force to come down there and, you know, for lack of a better word, way of saying it, kick some spirit ass, because that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to get you your life back. You do not have to live in fear, and we're going to get you your life back. You know, when I come down there, that's not going to be the last day. That's going to be the first day. You understand? It's going to be your first new day. Things are going to get better for you. There is no doubt in my mind. The people that I'm going to bring with me are going to be strong, spiritually strong, mentally strong people that are going to help me do what I have to do to fix this, and your life is going to change, I promise you. That's my promise to you. And then once that happens, you're going to come back on the air, and we're going to talk about it some more, and we're going to tell everybody how great your life has become because we've gotten rid of the spirit attachment. And I am so excited and honored and privileged and all that other great stuff to come there and help you out. I really can't wait.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I look forward to it. I thank everyone for listening, too, and I would advise the people that heard the words to say a prayer and get it away from you. Sometimes when you recognize things, those things happen. I've seen that happen with other people. I've never, just so everyone knows, in my past history, there's no indication of drugs, domestic violence, nothing like that, because I know those are track things. I sleep with holy water next to my bed. A crucifix, you know, I pray, I do it all. In this case, I think it keeps it at bay, but it doesn't stay away.
Right.
I've noticed that, you know, we make an extra effort. When you have family and children, you tend to get upset sometimes. They do something wrong, you're upset. We don't allow any of that in here because I know it feeds on negativity. If it's not nice, we ignore.
All right. Well, listen, I think you're doing the right thing, and we're going to have to say goodbye. I just want to say that a lot of people in the chat room are saying that they're going to say prayers for you and whatnot.
Yeah, there's a lot of support for you in the chat room tonight, and we do plan on keeping in touch with you, and you have my personal house phone number. You can call here anytime if you'd like to chat with us, or if you wanted some kind of advice, I mean, feel free, give us a call. And as always, you know, inbox us, talk to us, and we're going to be in touch, and we're going to help you with this.
Thank you so very much.
Okay.
You have a great night.
So we'll talk to you soon, and thanks for being our guest.
Thank you. Okay, and thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Get this person on the line who's on in the chat room saying that he's 0-2 or she's 0-2. Who is that?
I can't get them on the line.
You can't? Oh, they're not on the line? Oh.
Okay, I'd like to read some feedback from last week. This was Carmine from Indiana, and he felt that he was leaving his body sometimes, and he did come back to us with your reading and said, Chris, you sure put my mind at ease. I've been so nervous about this, and I haven't been able to sleep for weeks. I'm happy to say that my sleep pattern is back to normal. Thank you for giving me some positive reinforcement. By the way, you two were hysterical last week, which I know we were.
Yeah, we were okay.
Thank you very much, Carmine.
Everybody, Benetti's a practical joker. I'll just leave it at that.
I think anyone who knows me, I mean, I'm pretty monotone on the radio, but personally, that's a different
story.
You're
barking up the wrong tree. Just read the feedback.
We have someone in the chat room, Real Chili Palmer, and he is evidently a friend of yours, and he's listening on the phone. I don't know what line he's calling from, but bro, he's saying I'm on the line.
okay.
I just wanted to make a special mention out there to him because he's rampant in the chat room. Anyway, there was also some feedback on tornadoes. You had given an interpretation about tornado dreams, and the feedback goes like this. Thank God for Second Sight NYC. Well, that's major.
That's nice.
You assured me that my life really isn't spinning out of control. You said I was stronger than other people believed that I was. I'm 38 years old, and it's the first time anyone ever said that to me. And he said, that's a sad statement, but it's very true. When we spoke the next day after the show, you again were so positive about my future. It was nice to feel like I was on the right track. Thank you for giving me hope. That means more to me than you will ever know. Thank you, Marshall. So that was really, really nice feedback. So, Chris, this is time for our psychic minutes or rapid readings or what have you.
Okay, well, I'm ready. But, Stephanie, I just want you to ask this Red Old Palmer what his name is, because he's a friend
of mine.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. These are the rapid minutes. Are we ready? Okay. To Audrey from Birch, I see a great vacation to your country in June and an awesome European vacation in August. Use this time to clear your mind. To Alex from Tonville, remember your equipment, Mark. That's all I've got for you. To Max from Yetman, slow down, you're moving too fast. Everything just makes you happy. To Deborah from Cali, out of sight, out of mind, your candle is starting to burn out. To Star CC Huntress, when your copy machine mysteriously goes on by itself, say, hi, kitty. To Lori from Flat Rock, North Carolina, my guides are telling me that you need to write a book. To Patricia that listens to our show, I don't know who she is, but she listens to our show. You're living off the wall. Have no idea what that means, Stephanie, but that's what my guides told me. To Teresa from Philly, I see animals all around you, and I also see you adopting an animal. To Kim from Twinsville, don't worry. Sleep forgives you for cheating on him with stress. He knows you'll make it up to him this weekend. To Miss Feng Shui, advertise yourself as a mentor. It's one of the things you're best at. Gifted people can and will benefit from your knowledge. And to Sal from the Haunted Shanley Hotel, put the women and kids to bed because Second Sight Paranormal is invading your hotel, baby, this weekend. Spirits, come out wherever you are.
So he's the film guy.
Oh, okay.
Our chat room is quite busy tonight, and it's hard to pay attention to you and pay attention to that. I'm a multitasker, but I'm all over the place. So I want to discuss, obviously, you just mentioned the Shanley Hotel. We are doing that on Saturday. It's an overnight. We have 25 people going there. We have all our equipment ready. We are ready, actually.
Packed and ready.
And we also will do a show next week, the 6th of April, about
right.
The Shanley. So whatever evidence we get, EVPs, I'm going to upload them with pictures. Hopefully I'll have time to put it on the website and have everything documented and ready for the show. So it's pretty close to real time what we're doing. So
right.
Saturday will be the investigation, and then Wednesday's show next week will be the evidence.
Right, and we'll have people from our team come on the show. We'll have Sal, the owner of the Shanley, on the show. It's going to be an action-packed show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of evidence from the Shanley, and I guess I'm overly confident that we will acquire more. So
we're going to have a good time. We're actually going to do a pajama ghost hunt after midnight. I'm going to do some, I'm sure I'm going to, you know, do a seance and channel as many spirits as I possibly can. And, you know, I want to make this DVD as good as it can possibly be. I want to show off our talents and you know, what everybody on this team is good at. And everybody has a certain something that they're really good at. And I'm just, I am really looking forward to this week. I just can't wait.
And as the time grows near and we have a confirmed date for the Old Bermuda Inn, we'll discuss what takes place there. But in the interim, we have the expo, which is major. It's a definite date. It's the 17th, 18th, and 19th of June.
Right.
And there's a huge lineup of
folks.
Oh,
my God. It's a who's who of the paranormal world.
Right. And we're going to air live. We're going to do possibly a two-hour show. We're going to interview folks at the expo.
Yeah.
Cece will be there.
Cece Huntress will be there. Willie Windwalker will be there. A bunch of the, you know, big time people are going to be there. The Taps magazine will be there, which is, I'm excited about because I already have a vision of being in that magazine. And I know we're going to be in it. I'm looking so forward to this because we've actually been asked to lead one of the ghost hunts. There's going to be three ghost hunts there, and we're going to lead one of them, which I'm very proud of. And I'll be giving at least one lecture. I don't know. I might go for two. I'm not sure yet, depending on how I feel. I'll probably do two, and that'll be a lot of fun.
I'd just like to mention it's in Auburn, New York, and I believe there's only 150 tickets that will be sold for this event. So it's pretty exclusive, if you ask
yeah.
me. And you can actually contact us, and we are in touch with the person who's organizing it. And I believe there's also a Facebook page, which is Expo 2011, and you can see the lineup and folks
right.
that will be at the event.
It's going to be a lot of fun, you know, and I'm sure after all the investigating is done, all the paranormal people are going to get together and just party it up and have a great time. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So other than that, I believe that's all the investigations we have coming up. So...
Yeah, is there anybody on the line that I could give a reading
well,
to?
Well, someone did write me before. Her name's Victoria. I see her. She's in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And she did have a question, and I don't see her on the line, but I'm going to read her question because I happened to jot it down before. And she was curious if there's someone around her, and if there is, what are they trying to tell her?
Hmm. Well, that's really a question that she'd have to call me on the phone person, because I'd have to feel her energy when I talk to her. It's very hard to do that. You know, I don't want to lie and just say anything because I want to be right. I pride myself on being right. So, honestly, I really can't answer that question until I actually talk to her on the line.
All right. Well, she said she's calling back. If I see her on the line, I'm going to grab her. But is there anything else that you want to discuss this week? I mean, we're kind of wrapping up now.
Yeah, we're wrapping up. Just the website, www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. This is the last week for the $5 reading. And that's about it. I mean, I just can't wait to get to Shanley.
I see Victoria. I'm gonna put her on the line. Victoria, you're on the line with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, I guess. I'm having some interesting couple past months, and... I'm kind of curious to what you see around me, because it's actually kind of frightening me.
Well, tell me what's going on in your life so I could actually pick up on something. What's going on in your life that's frightening you?
I guess what's frightening me is, I've actually had a psychic come up to me just recently and just unload a whole bunch of stuff on me, and I was like, wow, where did you come from?
Is there a lot of indecisiveness going on in your life right now?
Mainly with past, yes. Because,
with
like, with my path, like, with what I'm choosing.
Okay.
I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I actually get very nervous about this.
You sound very nervous. So are you from, you're from up north, or are you from Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
I just find that people are coming to me, and they always have. And just
okay.
recently, I guess it does have to do with the past. I don't have any contact with my father's side of the family, but recently they've been in touch with me, and they've kind of cleared up a few things that I've been feeling about, but I've always hidden from people, and they just said, you know, you shouldn't hide that. and a lot of people more and more are coming out now. And
I need to cut you off because the show is going to go off the air, and we're going to have to contact you after. So if you stay in the chat room, we're gonna be in touch with you. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Go ahead and hang up. Okay. We'll get right back in touch with you.
Okay, Chris, hurry up. You got a message? Let's go.
All right. You don't develop courage by being happy in your relationships every day. You develop it by surviving difficult times and challenging adversity. Anyone can give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. But to hold it together when everyone else would understand if you fell apart, that's true strength. Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow.
Okay, we'll be on next week, as usual, 9 p.m., April 6, 2011. We will talk about the Shanley. You can always follow us on Blog Talk Radio. In the interim, check out the website, secondsightnyc.web.com. And I believe that wraps up the show.
That wraps up the show, but I want Victoria to stay on because I want to get in contact with her. And we're here every week making the unbelievable believable, and may the spirits guide you.
Thank you, everyone, and good night.